Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day or end to your day, wherever you are in the world. Guys, today I wanted to cover, I will basically take you through my routine in the morning. The old saying is, what do they say? Win the morning, win the day. And I'm a believer in that, a very firm believer. Now, there's a number of ways in which you can do this, of course. There's, the obvious one, which is exercise. I do a lot of exercise when I get... I do a lot more in summer, I'd say, that much, than in winter. I usually do the walk along Bondi all the way along the coast here to kick off my day. And it's a really nice way to start the day, actually, because it really just sort of helps my headspace. The first half of the walk I do basically with no music, just so I can listen to the birds, listen to the ocean, look out, and just be quite present and in the moment. And the second half of it, I do it generally with either music or a podcast. And no, it's not my podcast that I'm listening to. I'm listening to other people's podcasts and just getting myself motivated and ready for the day ahead. Whatever you do, it's really important that you do it. It's got to make you feel happy. It's got to make you feel switched on. It's got to make you feel alert. For me, it's this morning, I'm actually taking you through this as I am in my car. I'm on my way. No, I'm not driving. I've literally pulled over. It's dark. I'm heading down to a nice little spot that I know to do some Qigong. Which is kind of like a Tai Chi type thing. It's very, very cold this morning. Very, very bloody cold indeed. And sometimes it's harder to do than others. And some mornings I switch it up. So if I'm not doing a walk, because I don't have enough time in winter time to do my walk that I normally would do in summer and get back into the office for the podcast, for my scans and for my normal routine. If I haven't got the time for that like I haven't in winter, what I'll tend to do is I'll tend to take two times out, 20 minutes each part of the day, so two times 20 minutes, do the Qigong or go for a bit of a walk. Now, I've got an office that's near a place called Rushcutters Bay. It's beautiful down there. It's down by the water. It's down by Sydney Harbour. There's a park. There's a cafe. There's kids playing. You can walk along the water there, and it's really quite peaceful and tranquil. And it just, I don't listen to music. If I do listen to music from time to time, it will be something pretty cruisy to get me into the vibe of being very comfortable, relaxed, and just reset the mind. Now, the Qigong I'm doing this morning is there to start my day correctly. It's to wash away any stress. I've just woken up, so how could I have stress, right? Wrong. A lot's been going on, and it's good to start the day from a very grounded position, and that's the reason that I do it. Now, what I was speaking to Luke, who's my apprentice, about yesterday, I was actually walking home, and Luke sent through a message, I think it was Zcash, I can't remember if it was Zcash or Zcoin, saying, showing me a level. It was on the 30-minute chart, and I was like, look, dude, I'm on my walk home, I'm on my mobile phone, I can't really see. He sent me through a screen, so I said, I've got no chart, so he sent me through a screenshot. And again, I never do anything from my phone, ever. I'll check Blockfolio for a quick price check to see what's going on, but I never trade from my phone, never have, never will. And I also don't look at charts on my phone because they're just not accurate enough. I might look at a chart to see what the price looks like, to see if I've been stopped out, but I'm not making any decisions based on a chart from my phone. So my advice to Luke was quite simple. It was stop, breathe, walk away from the chart, have a few big deep breaths, and just get yourself centered. Just get yourself to a point where you're back to clear-minded. Because a couple of the trades that Luke... Sorry, Luke, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, buddy. But a couple of the trades that I had a look at from yesterday in our one-to-one session, as he's my apprentice, I do work with him one-to-one as well as Matt as well, I looked at that and went, he actually pointed it out to me that two of those trades should not have been taken. Now, the reason we take trades and we shouldn't take trades is because we're not in the now. Now, I talk about that a lot in the courses that I teach, talking about being in the now, focusing on what's in front of us right now and acting inside of this space that is our present now. The best decisions are made when we are present in the now, not just in the now and racing through it and not being aware that we're there, but actually going, okay, I've got things to do now. I've got to make decisions. I've got to go through this. This is my process. Okay, that's fine. Let's do it from a place of calm. Let's just understand what we've got to do. Let's understand our job and let's move forward. That's where you make your best decisions. So sometimes you don't need to do 20 minutes of Qigong. You don't need to do a walk. You don't need to do anything other than maybe just swivel your chair around, stand up, walk out of that room, take a few deep breaths, go and look at a tree or the ocean or something that's calming. And then come back. And I'll tell you what happens most of the time when you actually do this. And it's so easy to do, but we forget about this. We forget about it in our busy lives. What it does, it means when you come back, you read things again, you go through your list, you make a decision, and you trust yourself with that decision. Luke didn't trust himself with the decision. That's why he had to send me the screenshot. That's why he had a question about it. Good trades should stand out. It should be called standout trades. That's what I call them. It's a standout trade. It's a peach. It's a standout. If it's not a standout trade, why is it not a standout trade? Why are you asking for recognition somewhere else? Why does anybody care what anybody else thinks? I've given you the rules. I've given you the structure. I've given you the strategy. I've given you everything you need to make a decision. You need to give yourself a bit of time to think. And coming back into that now is really important. Again, guys, win the morning, win the day, take your time, and you'll get results. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.